Radio Krishna presents stories about Lord Krishna from the book Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, published by the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust of Los Angeles, California. Derived from the Vedic scripture, the Srimad Bhagavatam, they were written in Sanskrit several thousand years ago by Srila Dwaipayan Vyasadeva and were translated into English by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder and spiritual guide of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Your narrator is Amala Bhaktadas. And now today's episode entitled, Lord Krishna Subdues Kaliya. My name is Krishna, and I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord and Source of all creation. About 5,000 years ago, I lived in Vrindavan, India. Though I looked like and played the part of a human being, I was not at all human, for my body and life were, and always are, composed of absolute knowledge, bliss, and eternality, and are never affected by the material or illusory forces of this world. When I reached the apparent age of about 7, I used to go to the bank of the Yamuna River to tend my cows, along with my boyfriends and my elder brother Balaram. Or sometimes I would go without my brother, as had occurred on this particular day. It was summer, and extremely hot, and my friends and cows became thirsty and wanted some water. So they proceeded to the Yamuna River and began to slake their thirst there. The river, however, had been made poisonous by the venom of a great serpent named Kaliya. It was so poisonous that my boyfriends and cows, right after drinking, suddenly fell down on the ground and became lifeless. Sorry for them, I glanced at them and restored their life and consciousness. They then began to look at one another with great astonishment, realizing and appreciating the effect of my mystic power. Within the river Yamuna, there was a great lake, and in that lake, the black serpent Kaliya was living. Because of his poison, the whole area was so contaminated that it emanated a poisonous vapor 24 hours a day. If a bird happened to even pass over the spot, he would immediately fall down in the water and die. Kaliya was living in the Yamuna for a specific reason. The island known as Nagalaya had been inhabited by serpents, and Kaliya had been one of the chief serpents there. Now, in my incarnation as Lord Vishnu, my carrier is the divine eagle known as Garuda. Being that Garuda was accustomed to eating snakes, he used to swoop down upon this island and kill many serpents at his will. Some of them he actually ate, but some were unnecessarily killed. 2012, the Reptile Society became so disturbed that their leader, Vasuki, appealed to Lord Brahma, the creator of this material world, for protection. Lord Brahma then made an arrangement by which Garud would not create any further disturbances as follows. On each half-moon day, the reptile community would offer a serpent to Garud. The serpent was to be kept underneath the tree as a sacrificial offering. Garud was satisfied with this offering, and therefore he did not disturb any other serpents. But gradually, Kalia took advantage of this situation. He was unnecessarily puffed up by the volume of his accumulated poison, as well as by his material power, and he thought,
"Why should Garud be offered this sacrifice?"
He then ceased offering any sacrifice. Instead, he himself ate the offering intended for Garud. When Garud, the great devotee carrier of Vishnu, understood that Kalia was eating the offered sacrifices, he became very angry and quickly rushed to the island to kill the offensive serpent. Kalia tried to fight Garud and faced him with his many hoods and poisonous sharp teeth. Kalia attempted to bite him, and Garud, in great anger and force, struck the body of Kalia with his effulgent golden wings. Kalia immediately fled to the lake known as Kaliadaha, underneath the Yamuna River, which Garud could not approach. Just as Garud went to the island of the Kalia snake, he also used to go to the Yamuna to catch fish to eat. There was, however, a great yogi known as Sovari Muni who used to meditate within the water there and who was sympathetic with the fish. He asked Garud not to come there and disturb the fish. Although Garud was not under anyone's order, being the carrier of Lord Vishnu, he did not disobey the order of the great yogi. Instead of staying and eating many fish, he carried off one big fish, who is their leader. Sovari Muni was sorry that one of the leaders of the fish was taken away by Garud, and thinking of their protection, he cursed Garud in the following words.
Henceforward, from this day, if Garud comes here to catch fish, then, and I say this with all my strength, he will be immediately killed.
Kalia was therefore confident that Garud would not be able to come there, and so he thought it wise to take shelter of the lake within the Yamuna. However, it may be noted that Garud is directly related to me, the Supreme Lord, and is so powerful that he is never subject to anyone's curse. But for the purpose of assisting me in my pastimes, he respected the curse. Now, due to the poisonous effect of the Yamuna's vapors, the trees and grass near the bank of the Yamuna had all dried up, and the whole river that ran before Vrindavan was now deadly. Since I had invented myself just to kill all undesirable elements in the world, I immediately climbed up a big kadamba tree on the bank of the Yamuna. The kadamba is a round yellow flower, generally seen only in the Vrindavan area. After climbing to the top of the tree, I tightened my belt cloth and, flapping my arms just like a wrestler, I jumped in the midst of the poisonous lake. When I jumped into the water, the river overflooded its banks as if something very large had fallen into it. This was due to my great strength. When I was swimming about, just like a great strong elephant, I made a tumultuous sound which the great black serpent Kalia could hear. The tumult was intolerable for him, and he could understand that this was an attempt to attack his home. Therefore, he immediately came before me. Kalia saw that I was indeed worth seeing, because my body was attractive and delicate. Its color resembled that of a cloud, and my legs resembled a lotus flower. I was decorated with jewels and yellow garments, and was smiling and playing in the river Yamuna with great strength. In spite of my attractive features, Kalia felt great anger within his heart, and thus he grabbed me with his mighty coils. Seeing the incredible way in which I was enveloped in the coils of the serpent, the affectionate cowherd boys immediately became stunned out of fear. They had dedicated everything to me. Their lives, property, affection, activities, everything was for me. And when they saw me in that condition, they became overwhelmed with fear and fell down on the ground. All the cows, bulls, and small calves became overwhelmed with grief, and they began to look at me with great anxiety. Out of fear, they could only cry in agony and stand erect on the bank, unable to help their beloved friend. While this scene was taking place on the bank of the Yamuna, there were ill omens manifest. The earth trembled, meteors fell from the sky, and the left side of men's bodies shivered. All these are indications of great immediate danger. Observing the inauspicious signs, the cowherd men, including Maharaj Nanda, became very anxious out of fear. At the same time, they were informed that I had gone to the pasturing ground without my elder brother Balaram. As soon as Nanda and Yashoda and the cowherd men heard this news, they became even more anxious. Out of their great affection for me, unaware of the extent of my potencies, they became overwhelmed with grief and anxiety because they had nothing dearer than me and because they dedicated their everything, life, property, affection, mind, and activities, all of it to me. Because of their great attachment for me, they thought, today Krishna is surely going to be vanquished. All the inhabitants of Vrindavan came out of the village to see me. The assembly consisted of children, young and old men, women, animals, and all living entities. They knew that I was their only means of sustenance. While this was happening, Balaram, who is the master of all knowledge, stood there simply smiling. He knew how powerful I was, and that there was no cause for anxiety when I was fighting with an ordinary serpent of the material world. He did not, therefore, personally take any part in their concern. On the other hand, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, being disturbed, began to search for me by following the impression of my footprints on the ground, and thus they moved towards the bank of the Yamuna. Finally, by following the footprints marked with flag, bow, and conch shell, the inhabitants of Vrindavan arrived at the riverbank and saw that all the cows and boys were weeping to behold me enwrapped in the coils of the black serpent. Then they became still more overwhelmed with grief. While Balaram was smiling to see their lamentation, all the inhabitants of Vrajabhumi merged into the ocean of grief because they thought that I was finished.
residents of Vrindavan did not know much about me. Their love for me was beyond comparison. As soon as they saw that I was in the river Yamuna, enveloped by the serpent Kaliya, and that all the boys and cows were lamenting, they simply began to think of my friendship, my smiling face, my sweet words, and my dealings with them. Thinking of all these and believing that I was now within the clutches of Kaliya, they at once felt that the three worlds had become vacant. When my mother Yashoda arrived, she wanted to enter the river Yamuna, and being checked, she fainted. Other friends, who were equally aggrieved, were shedding tears like torrents of rain or waves of the river. But in order to bring Mother Yashoda to consciousness, they began to speak loudly about my transcendental pastimes. Mother Yashoda remained still, as if dead, because her consciousness was concentrated on my face. Nanda and all others who dedicated everything, including their lives, to me, were ready to enter the waters of the Yamuna, but Balaram checked them because he was in perfect knowledge that there was no danger. For 2 hours, I remained like an ordinary child gripped in the coils of Kaliya. But when I saw that all the inhabitants of Gokul, including my mother and father, the gopis, the boys, and the cows, were just on the point of death, and that they had no shelter for salvation from imminent death, well, I immediately freed myself. I began to expand my body, and when the serpent tried to hold me, he felt a great strain. On account of the strain, his coils slackened, and he had no alternative but to let me loose from his grasp. Kaliya then became very angry, and his hoods expanded. He exhaled poisonous fumes from his nostrils. His eyes blazed like fire, and flames issued from his mouth. The black serpent remained still for some time, looking at me, licking his lips with bifurcated tongues. The serpent looked at me with double hoods. His eyesight was full of poison. Then I immediately pounced upon him, just as Garuda swoops upon a snake. Thus attacked, Kaliya looked for an opportunity to bite me, but I moved around him. As Kaliya and I moved in a circle, the serpent gradually became fatigued, and his strength seemed to diminish considerably. I immediately pressed down the serpent's hoods and jumped up on them. My feet became tinged with red from the rays of the jewels on the snake's hoods. Then I began to dance upon the hoods of the serpent, although they were moving to and fro. Seeing this, the denizens from the upper planets began to shower flowers joyfully, beat drums, play different types of flutes, and sing various prayers and songs. While I was dancing on his hoods, Kaliya tried to push me down with some of his other hoods. Kaliya had about 100 hoods, but I took control of all of them. I began to dash Kaliya with my feet, and this was more than the serpent could bear. Gradually, Kaliya was reduced to struggling for his very life. He vomited all kinds of refuse and exhaled fire. While throwing up poisonous material from within, Kaliya became reduced in his sinful situation. Out of great anger, he began to struggle for existence and try to raise one of his hoods up to kill me. I immediately captured that hood and subdued it by kicking it and dancing on it. It actually appeared as if I were being worshipped. The poisons emanating from the mouth of the serpent appeared to be like flower offerings. Kaliya then began to vomit blood instead of poison. He was completely fatigued. His whole body appeared to be broken by my kicks. Within his mind, however, he finally began to understand that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he began to surrender to me. He realized that I am the Supreme Lord, the Master of everything. The wives of the serpent, known as the Nagapatnis, saw that their husband was being subdued by my kicking. Kaliya's wives prepared to worship me, although in their haste, their dress, hair, and ornaments became disarrayed. They also surrendered to me and began to pray. They appeared before me, put forward their offspring, and anxiously offered respectful obeisances, falling down on the bank of the Yamuna. The Nagapatnis knew that I am the shelter of all surrendered souls, and they desired to release their husband from the impending danger by pleasing me with their prayers. One of the Nagapatnis began to offer her prayers as follows.
Oh, dear Lord, you are equal to everyone. For you there is no distinction between your sons, friends, or enemies. Therefore the punishment which you have so kindly offered to Kaliya is exactly befitting. O Lord, you have descended especially for the purpose of annihilating all kinds of disturbing elements within the world. And because you are the absolute truth, there is no difference between your mercy and punishment. We think, therefore, that this apparent punishment to Kaliya is actually some benediction. We consider that your punishment is your great mercy upon us, because when you punish someone, it is to be understood that the reactions of his sinful activities are eradicated. Oh, dear Lord, we are simply astonished to see that he is so fortunate as to have the dust of your lotus feet on his head. This is a fortune sought after by great saintly persons. O Lord, we offer our respectful obeisances to you, for you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the origin of all scripture, the source of all knowledge, and the creator of the entire universe and all beings within it. You can appreciate that this poor serpent is going to give up his life. You know that for us women, our lives and everything are our husbands. Therefore, we are praying to you that you kindly excuse Kaliya, our husband, because if this serpent dies, then we shall be in great difficulty. Looking upon us, please excuse this great offender. Our dear Lord, every creature is your offspring, and you maintain everyone. This serpent is also your offspring, and you can excuse him, although he has offended you undoubtedly without knowing your potency. We are praying that he may be excused for this time. Oh, our dear Lord, we are offering our loving service to you because we are all eternal servitors of your lordship. You can order us and ask us to do whatever you please. Every living being can be relieved from all kinds of despair if he agrees to abide by your orders.
After the Nagapatnis submitted their prayers, I released Kaliya from his punishment. Kaliya was already unconscious from being struck by me. Upon regaining consciousness and being released from the punishment, Kaliya got back his life force and the working power of his senses.
With folded hands, he humbly began to pray to me.
My dear Lord, I have been born in such a species that by nature I am angry and envious, being in the darkest region of the mode of ignorance. Your Lordship knows very well that it is very difficult to give up one's natural instincts, although by such instincts the living creature transmigrates from one body to another. My dear Lord, I am born as a serpent, therefore by natural instinct, yes, I am very angry. How is it then possible to give up my acquired nature without your mercy? It is very difficult to get out of the clutches of your Maya. By your Maya, we remain enslaved. Oh, my dear Lord, kindly excuse me for my inevitable material tendencies. Now you can punish me or save me as you desire.
After hearing this, I, who was acting as a small human child, ordered the serpent thus.
You must immediately leave this place and go to the ocean. Leave without delay. You can take with you all your offsprings, wives, and everything you possess. Don't pollute the waters of the Yamuna. Let it be drunk by my cows and cowherd boys without hindrance.
I then declared that the order given to the Kalya snake be recited and heard by everyone, so that no one need fear Kalya any longer. Immediately after hearing my order, the wives began to worship me with great offerings and nice garments, flowers, garlands, jewels, ornaments, sandal pulp, lotus flowers, and nice edible fruits. In this way they pleased me, of whom they were very much afraid. Then, obeying my orders, all of them left the lake within the Yamuna. Anyone who hears this story will no longer fear the envious activities of snakes. And if one takes a bath in the Kalya Lake, where my cowherd boyfriends and I have bathed, or if one, fasting for a day, offers oblations to the forefathers from the water of this lake, he will be relieved from all kinds of sinful reaction. This story was entitled Lord Krishna Subdues Kalya and was presented by Radio Krishna and produced by Krishna Productions at the KHQN Studios in Los Angeles, California. It was derived from the book Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, written by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder and spiritual guide of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and published by the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust in Los Angeles, California. The musical selections and engineering were under the direction of Vaibhavi Devidasi,
and the story adaptation for radio and voice characterizations were done by your narrator, Amala Bhaktadas.